The Last Sunday After Pentecost, Christ the King, November 23rd. The Collect and Psalms will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament, Epistle, and Gospel will be read from the Lexham English Bible. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under His most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Track 1, Old Testament, is from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the flock of my pasture, declares Yahweh. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, you yourselves have scattered my flock, and you have driven them away, and you do not attend to them. Look, I will punish you for the evil of your deeds, declares Yahweh. Then I myself will gather together the remnant of my flock from all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their grazing place. And they will be fruitful, and they will become numerous. And I will raise up over them shepherds, and they will shepherd them. And they will no longer fear, and they will not be dismayed, and they will not be missing, declares Yahweh. Look, days are coming, declares Yahweh, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king, and he will achieve success, and he will do justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell in safety, and this is his name by which he will be called. Yahweh is our righteousness. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 1, Psalm, is Canticle 16. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies. Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Track 2, Old Testament, is from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the flock of my pasture, declares Yahweh. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, you yourselves have scattered my flock, and you have driven them away, and you do not attend to them. Look, I will punish you for the evil of your deeds, declares Yahweh. Then I myself will gather together the remnant of my flock from all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their grazing place. And they will be fruitful, and they will become numerous. And I will raise up over them shepherds, and they will shepherd them. And they will no longer fear, and they will not be dismayed, and they will not be missing, declares Yahweh. Look, days are coming, declares Yahweh, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king, and he will achieve success, and he will do justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell in safety, and this is his name by which he will be called. Yahweh is our righteousness. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Tract 2 Psalm is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea. Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble at its tumult, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be overthrown. God shall help her at the break of day. The nations make much ado, and the kingdoms are shaken. God has spoken, and the earth shall melt away. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come now, and look upon the works of the Lord, what awesome things he has done on earth. It is he who makes war to cease in all the world. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear, and burns the shields with fire. Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 through 20. Enabled by all power according to his glorious might, for all steadfastness and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have the redemption, the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, because all things in the heavens and on the earth were created by him, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things were created through him and for him, and he himself is before all things, and in him all things are held together. And he himself is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself may become first in everything, because he was well pleased for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, by making peace through the blood of his cross, through him whether things on earth or things in heaven. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Luke chapter 23, verses 33 to 43. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, the one on his right and the other on his left. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothes. And the people stood there watching, but the rulers also ridiculed him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself. If this man is the Christ of God, the chosen one. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And there was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." And one of the criminals who were hanged there reviled him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, because you are undergoing the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for what we have done. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. On November 28th, we remember the lives of Kamehameha and Emma, King and Queen of Hawaii, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Within a year of ascending the throne in 1855, the 20-year-old King Kamehameha IV and his bride Emma Rook embarked on the path of altruism and unassuming humility for which they have been revered by their people. The year before, Honolulu and especially its native Hawaiians had been horribly afflicted by smallpox. The people, accustomed to a royalty which ruled with pomp and power, were confronted instead by a king and queen who went about with notebook in hand soliciting from rich and poor the funds to build a hospital. Queen's Hospital, named for Emma, is now the largest civilian hospital in Hawaii. In 1860, the king and queen petitioned the Bishop of Oxford to send missionaries to establish the Anglican Church in Hawaii. The king's interest came through a boyhood tour of England, where he had seen in the stately beauty of Anglican liturgy, a quality that seemed attuned to the gentle beauty of the Hawaiian spirit. England responded by sending the Right Reverend Thomas N. Staley and two priests. They arrived on October 11, 1862. And the king and queen were confirmed a month later, on November 28, 1862. They then began preparations for a cathedral and school, and the king set about to translate the Book of Common Prayer and much of the hymnal. Kamehameha's life was marred by the tragic death of his 4-year-old son and only child in 1863. He seemed unable to survive his sadness, although his sermon he preached after his son's death expresses a hope and faith that is eloquent and profound. His own death took place only a year after his son's in 1864. Emma declined to rule. Instead, she committed her life to good works. She was responsible for schools, churches, and efforts on behalf of the poor and sick. She traveled several times to England and the continent to raise funds and became a favorite of Queen Victoria's. Archbishop Longley of Canterbury remarked upon her visit to Lambeth, "I was much struck by the cultivation of her mind, but what excited my interest most was her almost saintly piety." The cathedral was completed after Emma died. It was named St. Andrew's in memory of the king who died on that saint's day. Among the Hawaiian people, Emma is still referred to as our beloved queen. Let us pray. O sovereign God, who raised up King Kamehameha IV and Queen Emma to be rulers in Hawaii, and inspired and enabled them to be diligent in good works for the welfare of their people and the good of your church, receive our thanks for their witness to the gospel, and grant that we with them may attain to the crown of glory that never fades away, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen.